You are now tuned in to Sheriff Says What's Up. This is your boy Sheriff. Let's get it.
What's up, everybody? So today, we're going to do a podcast that's not really like all my other podcasts, because this one is about a specific situation that just, it kind of keeps popping up. And it's mainly because the person is a complete idiot, and they, like, they're so, how do you say, they're so desperate for my attention. Like, they want me to come back around and, like, let me just read these texts so you can understand. And yes, I will be inserting commentary into this, all right? So, this dude is so annoying, I have blocked his number. Like, he won't stop. You know those guys, girls, you know those guys that, like, they're hella annoying and they just don't get the clue and they don't stop? Well, yeah, exactly like that. I'm not this dude's girlfriend. Straight up, like, get off my nuts. You know? And I was gonna, like, extend my podcast yesterday and, like, put this all in there, but I'm like, no. Like, this dude is such a douchebag that he gets his own podcast. And so, like, I know he's gonna be happy about that. He's gonna, oh, he's talking about me, and he's gonna touch his willy to that, like, because that's how he is. But I don't care. Like, touch your willy to this all you want to, you little jerk off. Back off, jack off. Like, this dude is so fake. Like, this, the whole reason I'm doing this is to just, like, show you how fake people are being today. Now, don't get me wrong, there's always been fake people, but we're just gonna talk about this guy and just how fake he is, because the general public needs to know what's going on. This is ridiculous. First, the guy tries to record in my room, because he's been recording in my room for free, right? Then, he turns around and is like, yo, let's record. Hey, bro, I want to record in your room. And I'm all like, the landlord, who is also our roommate, said no. Like, no. And he says, we just do it when she's not there. And I mean, like, he was just pushing and pushing and pushing. And I was like, nigga, do you not understand the words no? N-O? Just the word no. Like, do you not understand that word? No. And then he just kept trying and trying. So I was like, fuck this guy, I'm blocking him. Fucking douchebag, faggot. So at 6:39 p.m. that day, yo, didn't answer. 6:42 p.m., yo, the very next day, oh, I'm sorry, this was merely hours later at 2:58 in the morning, yo, still didn't reply. Then I unblock him because I'm having to live with the guy, right? So I'm like, whatever, you know, and I'm still getting money off of him because he's paying me to give him rides, even though he's telling people he's not paying me. The guy is paying me. He's giving me money. Like, don't let this kid lie to you. But it's not like he was giving me a lot of money, because the majority of it just went right back into the gas tank, and the cash was, like, used to fix my car and things like that. Like, when it comes down to it, he paid to fix my car, and like, he needed to anyways, because he's helping to run it into the ground. Take me here, Brody. Take me there, Brody. I'm only going to give you $50 for this $100 trip, but, you know, you should be straight, Brody. Like, what the... Like, go away. Like, anybody listening to this is like, what? Like, punch the guy in the face. Like who wouldn't say punch this guy in the face? Really, like, after you've gone through what I've gone through and all the things he's done, like, yeah, you would be like, God, like, don't get in trouble, but yeah, you should punch this guy in the face. You know what I'm saying? And not just punch him in the face, but punch your fist straight through his goddamn skull. Like, I mean, that's just straight up. Anybody would say that after they've gone through what I've gone through. Change my mind. What, you think your Mother Teresa? Even Mother Teresa, after going through that shit, would be like, you know what? Fuck this motherfucker. Because, you know, you can sit there and preach all you want in your old age, until you're fucked with. And then your attitude completely changes. All right, Mother Teresa's out there. Okay, so then it's like... So, okay, no, this was the day. Now, this was the day. I'm sorry. The other stuff was the other time when he was getting on my nerves, and I'm just like, dude, forget this guy. So, like, I have blocked him multiple times. Like, he's gotten that annoying. And everybody else, like, this is a unanimous decision. Everybody thinks this dude is just straight up annoying. They hate him. Even his best friend, they hate him. But they're using him. So it's like, whatever, right? One good use deserves another with those folks. And then so I'm just like, dude, you know, and I explained to him about the situation, like, stop. Like, I'm not going to get bitched at because you want to record in my room and not pay me. Like, no. See, if he wanted to tell people he didn't pay me to do something, they should just say, you know what, he had a big heart and he didn't charge me to do music in his room because he loves music so much and he wanted to see what I was capable of. And you know what? I let him down. Because he did. He let me down in every single way. This kid let me down. Now, this is not the only kid that has let me down that I've been trying to basically sponsor or managerialize my intentions into their wannabe career, right? I'm literally trying to help. But he turns around after doing all this horrible stuff, is caught on audio talking crap about me, saying that I'm some weird pedophile. And I'm like, whoa, buddy. Because then today, I seen the text where he sent my landlord, this is not even true, bro. He's like, well, you know, he be having 17-year-old girls in the house, and you don't even know it. Okay, first off, we're in California, and that is against the law. If we were in Alaska, that would be totally different. That would be totally different. Because the law is different. And right now, don't get me wrong. No, it's not the best option, but it's legal. Like, what can you say to me? What, you gonna scold me? Well, how about the fact that I'm not sleeping with younger girls? How are you gonna scold me whenever that's not the case? How are you gonna sit there and lie to my roommate and say he had 17-year-old girls without you knowing? Like, they know who I've had here. I've introduced them to the people that I've had in my room. They know better. Oh, but they don't know I had a 17-year-old girl in here. Yeah, right. Why don't you go fuck yourself, faggot? Seriously, straight up. I can't even believe I put you on this fucking track. But I wanted to... the whole reason I put him on this track right here, this song we're listening to right now, this beat, to show you how fucking lame this motherfucker is. What I mean by that? He gave me one verse... Or I guess it was the hook, right? And that's it. Like, I just repeated that over and over. Like, this is not a project to him. This is just some bullshit, and he don't give a fuck enough to really put some talent into it. Because A, he's got none. And B, whatever talent he thinks he has, he fucking just blows it. He blows it. He literally blows it. He doesn't take his time with his raps. He doesn't take his time with audio and the mastering and none of that, right? Because he is a piece of shit producer. He's a shit producer. And I wanted to show you that. And the only reason the song sounds good is because I'm the motherfucker that produced it. I let him record his thing, and then I produced it. Now keep in mind, this is after I've already laid my vocals down. And he's copying me at the very end. No ceiling, no ceiling, no ceiling, no ceiling. That's me. That's all me. You goddamn right he didn't write none of his fucking raps because the nigga can't write. Then, when I didn't text him back, this is what went all to my block messages. No, I understand, bro. I just didn't know we couldn't record ever again. My bad, Brody. Bullshit. Bullshit. He knew better. He knows better. He's been knowing better the whole time and still pushed his way into my room, walked into my room when it was unlocked, without knocking. The fuck kind of asshole does that? Straight up. I don't understand why you get mad at me, bro. I could care less if we can record or not. I just didn't know we couldn't. You ain't tell me until I asked, bro. Why the fuck do I have to tell you? The landlord told you. She put it in writing and sent it to your fucking phone. Then sent me the fucking screenshot. No more recording for you. Not for me. For you, asshole. You goddamn right. You know, he used to sit in my car, God, I feel like they like you more than me. And he would say shit like that, right? Total jealousy. Like, I feel like, you know, they only say that shit to me. Yeah, because you're a fucking asshole. That's why. I'm not an asshole. I get to do what I want. Hence me recording right now. When they left, what are you going to do? Record a podcast? And we had a conversation about how loud I am. But guess what they didn't do? Don't ever record again. They never said that. But to you, motherfucking rude, ignorant asshole, yeah. Yeah, you goddamn right they said it, you fucking prick. Don't act mad at me, bro. I say you nothing but love, bro, always. What's up with this brotherly love shit? When did you do Odyssey? The one you sent me today. That's probably one of your best ones, bro. He's talking about a beat, right? And it's not even all that. Send that beat you sent me off Bandcamp to Friday, who is this other kid. He's a 16-year-old kid that, like, thinks he's God's gift to fucking a track, right? Friday gonna jump on that beat, and we can remix the Let's Get Lit Friday. We will get on it. I'm talking to him now. Okay, the song is not called Let's Get Lit. It's called The Hit. Like, the guy doesn't even care enough to know the name of the fucking song he's featured on. Like, does that clue you in yet? On how much of a fucking useless prick this guy is? Jesus Christ. I'm gonna buy some weed, bro. You wanna smoke one with me? I'm bored as hell, Prezi. And they use Prezi behind my back like it's some kind of fucking gay pet name. Like it's something like to laugh at me. I like it. I like the nickname. Call me Prezi, please. It's funny. I fucking love it. You see what I'm saying? Like, they can't fucking probably get to me. You gonna be back soon, big bro? I should have the weed get delivered. Whatever the fuck that means. And I'm still not talking to him. And this has been hours he's been texting me. I'm just making sure you Gucci, bro. That's all. I really want to change our lives, bro, so we can make it out of here, bro. Better living in our own space, bro. That's like four bros in one fucking sentence. I don't want to argue with you or nothing, bro. You know I got love for you, bro. Always. You help me and I help you. And you know I always been a man of my word, bro. No, you weren't. No, you weren't. This motherfucker was not a man of his word. I'm gonna give you the money, he tells my landlord. Hours later, he's saying he doesn't owe her shit. I had to twist his fucking arm to get the money she deserves from his stupid ass for living here. This asshole fucked my fucking bank account, $1,600 plus in debt. Him and his fat... Ugh. Him and his fuck boyfriend nicknamed Butt, who's Raheem Robinson. Like, fuck that motherfucker. Fuck you both. You ain't got the goddamn nuts. I've always been a word of my word, bro. Yeah, I'll fucking prove it. I'm about to Uber to the crib. I'ma roll up though. You trying to smoke? This is a whole nother day later. I'm at the crib 100. Did you go look at the new spot? About to roll up, Brody. That's all he says. Did you get a new place yet? Did you talk to somebody about a new place? Like, what the fuck does it... Like, get out of my business. Get out of my fucking life, faggot. It's none of your fucking business. Fuck off. And then... So, I didn't say nothing to him, right? And he says, about to roll up, birdie. I don't give a fuck, right? I'm not coming home. Like, I'm staying out on purpose. Just to send you a message. It's your piece of shit. I know what you did. And I'm no longer going to be your fucking friend, Brody. Or your bro, bro. Or Brody. Or fucking Brody. Fuck you. Then he sends me this last night, right? This all goes in my fucking spam box. I don't give a fuck, right? But he sent somebody else a text message. So, okay, let's see what this dumb fucking son of a bitch said to me. Why you a bitch and broke? Mad cause I'm really having that. Nigga, you was talking about me the whole time I was living there. Take my dick out your mouth, bro. You're 15 years older than me. Get a life, bro. I was your only hope at ever becoming anything. Ha! How you running for president and sleep all day?
You sad as hell. You wanted clout so bad. Crazy thing is, I was really gonna help you once I made it. Now you lost out, pussy. Really? Made it? Made it where? Do tell. I'm sorry, have you magically made it today? You cannot tell me that you went to sleep last night or the night before, woke up, and you're magically 100% fucking famous. It doesn't work like that, you fucking prick. You said it yourself. I'm like 15 years older than you. I know 15 years more experience of shit than you do. And you can pretend like you know everything and you're so famous because your daddy was an NFL fucking pigskin player that nobody gives a fuck about, that got caught up in the streets and sabotaged his whole fucking NFL career just like you did your fucking would-be NBA career. But A, you probably suck as a fucking player. B, you're probably a ball hog. C, you're probably a shit teammate. D, you probably suck dick in the lockers, plus take it in the ass from other dudes in the lockers with your small baby dick that I heard you got and your fucking Napoleon complex that's obvious as fuck. Take your little dick ass somewhere else. Nobody gives a fuck about you and your little T-Swim faggot fan base that is non-existent because you are all your own fucking comments. You heard me right, folks. This guy comments on all of his own shit. He likes all of his own videos from multiple accounts. I could get it if you left one comment and one like, but you have tried to boost yourself, but those comments are mixed in with other comments. It's like, God damn, you call this fucking music? I listen to rap, but this shit sucks. Like, for real. But, oh, this is great. It's fire. No, it's not. The video sucks. Your outfit sucks. Your look sucks because you look like a used condom. Straight up, you're ugly like a fucking used condom. You punk son of a bitch. I bet you, everybody in the world, I bet you $1 million. This motherfucker ain't about shit. None of him and his friends are. And the ones who he thinks are his friends that are about shit, they're not fucking with him. They don't like him. They have flat out said, oh, all he does is dripping over and fucking over. Half the song is dripping. Nobody gives a fuck about your music. Nobody's helping you get streams, bro. Nobody wants to put your shit on Spotify. Nobody gives a fuck. And if anybody does, it's to fuck you over. Really think about that, you dumb son of a bitch. Take your fucking bitch ass back to fucking Connecticut, you scammer, faggot, fucking piece of obsessive stalker shit.